Trump thanks first responders for incredible work after collision at Reagan Airport. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 29, 2025. President Donald Trump expressed thanks to first responders for their incredible work after a collision between a regional jet and a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on Wednesday night. In a statement shared to X by White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, Trump described the collision as being a terrible accident and called for God to bless the souls of all involved. "I have been fully briefed on the terrible accident which just took place at Reagan National Airport," Trump said in a statement. "May God bless their souls. Thank you for the incredible work being done by our first responders. I am monitoring the situation and will provide more details as their eyes." Trump's statement comes after Vice President J.D. Vance also issued a statement calling for prayers for everyone involved in the mid-air collision near Reagan Airport. The Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, issued a statement explaining that a PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet that was operating as Flight 5342 for American Airlines had collided with a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter while it was on approach to one of the runways at the airport. A PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet collided in mid-air with a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter while on approach to runway 33 at Reagan Washington National Airport around 9 p.m. local time, the FAA said. PSA was operating as Flight 5342 for American Airlines. It departed from Wichita, Kansas. In response to the collision, the airport halted all takeoffs and landings. NBC4 Washington reported that a source told the outlet that the PSA Airlines flight that had been operating for American Airlines had 60 passengers and 4 crew members on board. The outlet added that at least 4 people have been recovered and have been taken to hospitals.